Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three here on a Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday for now, because there's debate among our staff as to whether we're going to be Tater Tuesday. We may have a change coming. But anyway, the bottom line is this. It's Taco Tuesday, and it's 3 hours, and we're in hour number three, dipper number two. So here's my next dipper. I call it Spies Among Us, and I'm going to get to the reasons why in a moment. But the reality is this. Israel is right now fighting its enemies and too often having to also fight its friends. And that should not be. It's galling to me to know that we have a stated position, a stated matter of policy that has been unchanged throughout multiple iterations of, you know, presidential cycles that says that Israel is our ally and we will help support and defend their interests because their interests are aligned with ours. That has not changed. Except that you have a Biden-Harris administration which is feckless, absolutely feckless, scared to death of offending the pro-Palestinian base, wondering what it would mean if we got too busy. I mean, I don't want to get too busy. And they will openly say, well, we support Israel. And then they'll behind the scenes, they'll do things that make you wonder, do they really support Israel? And I got to say, the liberal base that they're worried about is not that worrisome, if you will. The liberal base that Kamala is worried about losing their vote because they support the Hamas and the pro-Palestinian positions, I don't see them as being a massive voting block. They're just noisy. And I could be wrong. I do think they're out there. But I don't think that with the exception of certain pockets like parts of Dearborn, Michigan and that kind of thing, I don't think you're going to wind up seeing an overwhelming amount of voter turnout for the anti-Israel crowd. What I do think you're going to have, though, is more and more people who identify themselves as being practicing Jews or that are getting tired of the Democrat base, tired of being a part of a party that won't slap down the progressive activists within their own base for being pro-Hamas. Now, when I say that Israel is fighting its enemies, it's not just us. I don't know what's going on with France, but Macron, French President Emmanuel Macron is just out there right now. He's slapping Israel left and right on a regular basis. I got a story from Red State, came out yesterday. So about two weeks ago, President Macron called for an end to arms exports to Israel. Because now Israel, by the way, people don't realize this, but Israel is one of the leading producers of advanced weaponry in the world. Their defense systems industry is every bit as powerful for their country as ours is here. And their technology is on par with ours. And in fact, we do collaborative work with Israeli defense companies. But Macron comes out recently, and because he's deferring to his own pro-Palestinian immigrant base, he's calling for an end to arms exports to Israel. Why? Why would you do that? What is your Netanyahu personally answered him with a video message where he told he and other floundering Western leaders that Israel is going to, quote, win with or without their support, but their shame will continue long after the war is won. In other words, you could take that position if you want to, but in the end, we're still going to win and you're going to be on the wrong side is what he's basically saying. Well, that was a couple of weeks ago. Now, fast forward to now. This past weekend, or last week, actually, Israeli officials, according to Red State, ripped French President Emmanuel Macron's decision to prohibit Israeli companies from being able to present or participate in an upcoming Euro-Naval Defense Exposition. Now, these expos are a big deal. And you got these companies that put a lot of their time and effort into going to these expos for networking and for showing what they can do. And they were just told they're not even allowed to participate. Like, what? What? Why would you do this? Did Israel suddenly become your enemy? Are you not going to allow them to participate because they're not aligned with French interests anymore? So Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant just slammed Macron, saying French President Macron's actions are a disgrace to the French nation and the values of the free world he claims to uphold. This is basically like building an arms embargo against a Jewish state. It's basically what he called a hostile policy towards Israel. That's going on there. But no one can deny, too, that we don't have a anti-Israel sentiment among the progressive left in the United States. I've got a sound clip here. It's a perfect segue, actually, from our last segment. We just did the whole thing about Gen Z. Well, when I was researching for that segment this morning, I came across Ben Shapiro, who is Jewish, with Daily Wire, speaking to a group of students at UCLA at a YAF gathering. And he had a Q&A time, and he, just like he and Charlie Kirk and several others do, they're great at taking questions and being willing to either debate and or refute the things that liberals try to say to them. So Ben Shapiro, this, by the way, Ben Shapiro, if you've never heard him talk, he talks 100 miles an hour, and he's very adamant. It's just his way. It's his style. He's always like this. So I'm going to probably let you start playing here momentarily, and I'm just going to kind of give you the wind to cut off, because that's like a five-minute segment. We're not going to do the whole thing. But JP, if you're good on that, let's go ahead and play this.
As an American Jew,
okay, stop.
How can you continue to conduct...
I should have led off with, this is the liberal progressive kid on campus asking Ben Shapiro a question, to which Ben then responds. Go ahead.
As an American Jew, how can you continue to condone the actions of the Israeli government, condoned by the U.S. government, in the Gaza Strip, where over 40,000 people have died, including Palestinians and Israelis, in large numbers of children and civilians? How can you continue to condone those actions?
Okay, hold on. I want to correct you. I don't just condone the actions of the Israeli Defense Force and the Israeli government. I celebrate and laud them. I'm not morally apathetic about what's happening. On October 7th, Hamas launched the most deadly war on Jews since the Holocaust. They killed 1,200 innocent people. They took 250 hostages. 100 of them are still being held hostage. I know members of families of hostages who are still being held, American citizens. Hamas could end this war today by surrendering. They've chosen not to surrender. Instead, they spend billions of dollars building terror tunnels below civilian areas. It is not incumbent on the Israeli government to surrender just because terrorists are evil enough to hide behind civilians. The Israeli government has gone through such extraordinary efforts not to kill civilians that it has managed the best civilian to terrorist kill ratio in the history of urban warfare, and it is not close. I personally know soldiers who have gone door to door in the Gaza Strip who have risked their own lives to prevent civilian death. Israel has complete and utter air superiority over the Gaza Strip. Turns out that Hamas doesn't have an air force. They just had a series of tunnels where they hid all their leadership while their people suffered after their people voted for them, and then they effectively established a dictatorship over the course of the last 20 years. Israel, with their complete air superiority, certainly would have had the ability to commit full-scale human atrocities had they wanted to. They have complete air superiority. They could have used F-35s and simply turned the place into a parking lot. They did not, in fact, do that. They moved vast scales of population. In fact, believe it or not, there have been more births in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of this war than there have been deaths in the Gaza Strip from the war itself. That is a very poor way to conduct a genocide.
All right, stop there. He makes his point so well. What I appreciated, though, was he started off by saying, I don't just condone it. I celebrate and laud it. So first of all, good on him. But my point is this. You heard the question up front. How can you, practicing Jew in America, possibly support? Well, that's what Israel's facing right now. They are facing a constant leftist assault on their willingness to, on their ability to stand and be willing to fight for their survival. And it shouldn't have to be that way. I mean, I you look at it and go, it's just common sense, y'all. They were the ones who were attacked. They were the ones who had babies beheaded and people raped and thousands of people killed and 250 of them taken hostage. And yet Macron's going to say they're not allowed to come to a major defense expo. And libs on campus like that young skull full of mush that asked Ben Shapiro a question a moment ago are implying that somehow Israel is genocidal. When he makes a point, Israel could have already flattened Gaza Strip if it wanted to. If it really wanted to, there would be nothing left of Gaza. They could have cracked it off and let it float off into the sea. But they didn't. And they won't. Why? Because they're doing what they can to mitigate, but they can't mitigate everything. But they're also not going to surrender just because liberals on a college campus somewhere said, please stop. So the sentiments are out there. Israel's dealing with this. But when we get back from this break, one of the most galling things I think has happened yet is the fact that we had a major leak of classified information. And it came from the U.S. that undermines Israel's capabilities. We'll talk about what that means and how it happened and maybe even who did it when we get back from this break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right and we will be back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Raven from Russellville just checked in. Raven, I hadn't heard from you in a while. Glad you're back. He says, what we should do is tell Macron the next time the French get their butts in a sling, we just won't be there. I mean, how many times? Jim from Grove Oaks says, hey, Colonel, in regard to the fact that Israel's on par with the U.S., didn't the FBI go to the Israelis to crack open the phone of Trump's first shooter? I don't know that for a fact. If you have a story on that, I'd like to see it. That's interesting. Marie from Madison says, while many Christians, including me, support Israel, the leadership of this administration has proven they are no friend of Israel. Are we really supposed to believe, as Biden claims, that they're going to, quote, thoroughly investigate the classified document leak when we still don't know who left the cocaine in the White House or who leaked the SCOTUS-Dobbs decision prematurely? Marie, I think you just did my entire segment for me. She is not wrong. So, yes, exactly. In case you have not heard, what just happened in the last few days should be having alarm bells ringing all over the world in the intelligence sector. There's a variety of reasons why it could have happened. But there was an unauthorized release of top secret documents related to Israel's planned counterattacks against Iran. You may recall that just in recent weeks again, Iran has launched ballistic missiles against Israel. They did it also back in, I think it was April. Launching a ballistic missile, not just like using its proxies, the Houthis or Hezbollah or Hamas, they're literally launching ballistic missiles nation on nation. You know Iran is wondering when the counterattack is going to happen, because Israel does not just sit still and go, well, you know that occurred. No, Israel, and by the way, Israel plays chess, while other people play checkers, and Israel also plays the long game. They're willing to hunt. They're willing to go places that people say they can't go. If you look at what happened with the pagers exploding, I mean, that was an epic piece of quiet industrial espionage that gave them access to a device that they were probably the ones that sort of secretly convinced Hezbollah, it'd be great if you carried pagers, wouldn't it? Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll carry a pager. They'll never find us now. That's analog. That's not digital. This is cool. And then the signal gets sent, boom, they start blowing up. Well, Israel just had plans divulged. Documents attributed to the U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Agency and National Security Agency note that Israel was moving military assets into place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's ballistic missile attacks. Story here on Fox News, Dateline 2 days ago. The documents, which were marked as top secret, were actually posted to the Telegram messaging app. It's a like Signal and other messaging apps you can use to communicate back and forth. It was first reported by CNN and Axios. The AP did a follow-up story on it, citing three U.S. officials and then later a fourth official, all of whom confirmed that the documents do appear to be legitimate. House Speaker Mike Johnson is now confirming there's an investigation. In an interview he did on CNN, he said the leak is very concerning. There's some serious allegations being made. There's an investigation underway. I'll get a classified briefing on that in a couple hours. That was on Sunday. The investigation is examining how the documents were obtained, including whether it was an intentional leak by a member of U.S. intelligence or by another method. Now, let's talk about the whys, and then we'll talk about the whats, all right? Who leaked this? What possible reasons could there be? The only good reason it could be, and John C. from Madison just texted me, I just looked up and actually saw it. He says, Israel plays 3D chess while everybody else plays checkers. Yeah, fair point. One of the reasons why it could be is disinformation on the part of Israel itself. So I will say that. There's a potential here that this is a PSYOP campaign and that Israel basically staged it in such a way so that Iran sees it and doesn't know whether it's real or not. But that's only one of the multiple reasons why it could have been leaked. First theory, I got a piece here I pulled off a website called Responsible Statecraft. The first theory is that the Iranians actually hacked our U.S. intel services and leaked it themselves to show Israel they know what's up. Okay. Possible. That's very concerning. If Iran can hack our systems, not good. Number two, another reason could have been that within the U.S. government, the investigation itself is going to find that there was a bad actor in the U.S. government who is favorable to Iran. Not good. Number three, the Biden administration may have orchestrated the leak itself in order to help delay the Israeli attack while they try to encourage Israel to do things they want done in the realm of you know, ceasefires and hostage negotiations. And number four, like I said, the Israelis could have leaked it themselves. And then the last one they say is the U.S. investigation is looking at outside actors. Could it have been one of the Five Eyes? So this document that we have, this top secret document, was authorized for reviewing by what's known as the Five Eyes. If you're not familiar with the Five Eyes, it's the top five intelligence the intelligence agencies from the top five allies, U.S., Great Britain, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. Those five have, they're called the Five Eyes. They have agreements on sharing of intel. The Five Eyes, I don't know. I mean, France is not in there, but is it possible that someone in the Five Eyes actually did it? I don't know. But the reality is this, it happened. It happened, and it's not good. The Pentagon is now investigating. Story from the New York Post. The Pentagon's investigating whether the leaked Israeli plans for Iran came from a hacker from insiders. So the Pentagon's all in on this. They want to know how this happened, and they should. I mean, are they playing games? Is this puffery? I don't know. But the reality is the Pentagon is now investigating. But right now, analysts are saying that if this leak occurred from the U.S. side, it appears that it may well have come through a Biden appointee. Not a good one. One that you look at and go, why do you have this job? I'll tell you more about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I am talking about Alabama. And y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Let me go to the phones real quick. It's on topic, I believe, so I'll grab that since he held on during the break. Mike from Huntsville. Mike, how you doing?
I'm good, Phil. Appreciate it, Colonel. One of the things that I wanted to mention is back in the 90s and early part of 2000 in the Obama administration, Valerie Jarrett was instrumental in helping with the Arab Spring. And it was also connected with the Iranians. You had six Muslim Brotherhood members on Obama's staff. You had John Brennan in 1994 converted to Islam, and he converted to a Sunni Wahhabi religion in 94. You can look it up. Even the fact checkers can't deny it. But what I'm saying is that they packed the CIA totally with Muslim Brotherhood people. There's a fusion in the CIA right now between Muslims and Christians. And, you know, the CIA used to stand for Christians in Action, if you remember that. But the so that's what's happening right now. You have Islam takes priority over the Constitution or any other oath of the people that are in there. So they know who the bad guys are. They just have to, you know, admit it, and they aren't going to do it.
Well,
in fact,
one thing is absolutely sure, Mike, is that the Biden administration took a lesson from the Obamas about appointing all the wrong people to the right jobs. They're well, notorious
they
for that.
But the problem is it ignorance or is it evil? And obviously, what's going on right now, no one is as stupid as this group of people.
Now, I completely agree. Great call, Mike. And thanks for reminding me of Valerie Jarrett. That was a good call. You're right. That's the kind of thing we're looking at right now.
Absolutely. That's what you have. You have totally people packed that have loyalty to other allegiances other than the United States.
Good call, Mike. Thanks so much. Appreciate you. And let me just spin right off what he just said. Speaking of having the allegiances in the wrong place, so something that if I knew this, I'd forgotten about it. As much as I steep myself in all the resources for this show, I do not recall that last year we had a scandal in the a scandal in the Biden administration about a guy named Robert Malley. Now, these documents that have been leaked, Israel is upset. They say they are. We're going to assume, let's assume for good measure that Israel did not do this leaking as part of a PSYOP campaign. The documents that we're talking about got leaked. They show an alleged summary of, you know, U.S. spy satellites, Israeli military moving things into place, moving munitions, doing more than just exercises. They were actually getting ready for a potential strike. The Israeli Air Force moving its assets. All that to say, Daily Wire has a piece that talks about it, and it reminds me of this past year, 2023, top Republicans revealed that the Biden-Harris administration, they had a special envoy to Iran who was put out on administrative leave without pay, I believe, for violations of his top secret clearance. His name's Robert Malley. He was a special envoy to Iran, and it was revealed in a Tablet magazine article last year that he had allegedly transferred classified material to his personal email and his cell phone, which were then stolen by another hostile foreign actor. All right, so what we're looking at here is it was probably Iran. He had Iranian sympathies. The FBI's criminal investigation came to light really last summer. But the Senate Foreign Relations and the House Foreign Affairs Committees, both controlled with Republican ranking members, are being stonewalled by the Department of State. Go figure. Anthony Blinken won't tell them what's going on. So we're finding out now, well after the fact, that we got a guy named Robert Malley who was accused of misappropriation of documents of a TS level that were then stolen off of his unsecured devices where they shouldn't have been in the first place, probably by Iran. And then, oh, by the way, let's don't forget this. Malley was accused, according to this article I got from Daily Wire, was accused in the Tablet report of advancing several operatives in what became known as a suspected Iranian spy ring inside the U.S. government. This is a story on Daily Wire, including helping an alleged Iranian asset named Ariana Tabatabai, I think it's how it's pronounced, infiltrate her way into some of the most sensitive positions in U.S. government, including the State Department and the Pentagon. Ariana Tabatabai, keep that in mind. Ariana Tabatabai, is she still out there? Does she still have a job? Why, yes, she's still out there. How does this happen? How do we have people in positions of top secret clearances in the Biden administration that have no reason in the world to be appointed to these positions, and then they don't get rid of them? Worse than Malley's appointment, I got this piece off the National Review, Dateline today. Headline says, the Biden-Iran scandal gets worse. Says a source of last week's leak of U.S. intelligence about Israel's plan to strike Iran has occasioned an investigation, but the source is not yet known. What should be obvious, though, is that no individual who has had extensive contact with Iranian intelligence and diplomatic officials and who has deferred to the direction of those officials should have ever been in a sensitive position in the first place. What they're saying there is if you're someone who has sympathies to one of our bad actors in the world, and that when those bad actors tell you to do stuff, you do it, you shouldn't then be in a position of having access to information about them as a part of your top secret clearance in the military. Pray tell, Phil, what are you talking about? Ariana Tabatabai. Ariana Tabatabai is an academic, worked in the State Department, appointed by that guy, Robert Malley. She was a part of what was now known as the Iran Experts Initiative. She basically was an Iranian sympathizer, appointed to a TS-level position in the Department of State and then the Pentagon. A program, by the way, that was used by Tehran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs to cultivate relationships with academics. Oh, pray tell. At one point, it says, she actually opted to skip going to a conference in Israel because an Iranian official told her not to go. How does that work? She also consulted with that same Iranian official regarding how she should testify in hearings before Congress. How does that work? Her job today? She's chief of staff to the Pentagon official who oversees U.S. special operations. She's chief of staff to the undersecretary for SOLIC, Special Operations and Low Intensity Conflict. That's all of the SEALs, the Rangers, the Green Berets, Air Force Special Ops, all of it. The Undersecretary of Defense for SOLIC has a chief of staff who is known as an Iranian sympathizer who in the past has actually not gone places because Iran has asked her not to go.
What?
Yes. The leak of documents from the National Security Agency and the National Geospatial and Intel Agency could have come from any number of places. This article doesn't say she's the one who did it. But this article certainly points out she shouldn't be in the job she has because we're dealing with leaks from someone who sympathized with Iran. And for reasons we cannot even fathom, people like Robert Malley, people like Ariana Tabatabai have been given positions of great authority and classified nature. And they have no business having those jobs.
Well, I'll add this possibility in there, too. If you remember earlier this year, Ukrainian battle plans leaked out from somebody with clearance who just did it to look cool with his buddies on Discord.
That was that young kid, the Air Force guy.
Yeah. Which, honestly, when I saw this story, that was kind of the first possibility that came in my mind is somebody with clearance being stupid and linking it. But then the second possibility in my mind was somebody within the Biden administration is angry that Israel's not listening to them and trying to blackmail them and, you know, get in their way and cause a speed bump and force them to listen to us. But I feel like that's another possibility too, of it could just be somebody in there that is being stupid and leaking stuff, but not saying that stuff isn't there. You know, Iranian friendly people in the administration, unfortunately, I'm not saying those aren't there, but I'm just adding a possibility of somebody in there that was being stupid.
And this is what happens when you have DEI hires in positions they shouldn't be. You know, when you forget merit, when you forget loyalty, when you forget your oath, and you're all about breaking glass ceilings, all you wind up doing is breaking down our alliances and our national security. And we're seeing that right now. Yeah, that young kid, by the way, I think I want to say his trial's coming up right now. But what a goober.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. I said this back then, too. He was wrong. He deserves his punishment. But I want to know who his supervisors were. I want to know who his boss was. I want to know that heads rolled because this kid was operating in a SCIF, a secure facility, and had no business doing the things he was able to do and getting away with it because somebody was not paying attention and was giving him opportunities he never should have had.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's causing our allies to lose trust in us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll take a couple of text messages and we'll jump into a break. Gary from Decatur says, apparently Washington, D.C. and the Biden administration don't consider spying a threat to national security. They allowed Dianne Feinstein and Swalwell to stay in office after they were exposed for having a spy for a chauffeur or a girlfriend while on the House Intel Committee. Yep, there's that. And they're leakers par excellence. Paul from Huntsville says, we know we have people in our government who are either sympathetic toward Iran or anti-Israel or both. They've been elected to office. Ilhan Omar. And then his text cut off, so I don't know what else he was trying to say. But
I'm assuming he was going to say Tlaib, considering there's a T there.
Yeah, Rashida Tlaib. John from Lexington, South Carolina says, primary and only oil terminal is Karg Island at 1.5 million barrels a day. Shame if something were to happen to it. No way around it, brother. That's how they get their money to support terrorism. There's always, too, the nuclear facility at Natanz. That thing needs to go away sometime soon. Dave from Madison, didn't we used to execute spies? Yeah, but you got to catch them first. So I hope we catch them soon. And then Raven from Russellville says, does our oath to the Constitution mean nothing anymore? Evidently not in the Biden-Harris administration. Yeah, there's that. Listen, we're going to wind up taking a break right now. So we'll take that break. We'll come right back. We'll put a wrap on this thing. Put a wrap on the day, actually. I'm still thinking about McDonald's fries. I'll be honest with you. Woo! And Ocasio-Cortez doesn't like the fact that Trump put on a McDonald's costume, she calls it. You know what? Who cares what she thinks? Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Danny from Penhook checked in. He said, one thing for sure, if Biden-Harris administration is responsible for the Israeli leak, the American citizens will never know if Trump doesn't win. That's a great point, man. There's a lot of things I think we'll never know if Trump doesn't win. All the more reason for Trump to win. Let me jump over here to the phones. I do believe we have Jeff Rowe from Indiana on the line. Jeff, man, how you doing?
Almost out of the gauntlet, man. I almost see the opening.
Nice. Nice. We're making good time today. It's a beautiful day for a drive right now.
Oh, yeah. Good day to be off tomorrow, too.
There you go. Well, what do you think about all this Israel leak stuff, man?
I wish we could keep things as quiet as the Jeffrey Epstein list and everything, you know. And it seems to me if it's to do anything about powerful people and sex, you know, you'll never hear another word about it. But just since we're this in Israel and everything, you know, they can just go out there and shout it off the rooftops and everything. And we're looking like the fool because no one will trust the United States to tell them why Israel would tell us anything. I have no clue.
Yeah, you're right. The top secret clearance needs to be about as secure as a transgender manifesto. I mean, it just needs to get locked away hard, but they can't seem to do it. You're right.
Well, speaking of transgender, how about Chelsea Manning or Chelsea Bradley Manning or whatever it is now? You know, all the stuff that they leaked out and everything. Why are they still breathing? You know, we used to execute spies. You know, the Rosenbergs and everything. I don't think they lasted too long, and they were just putting some information out, and they got zapped because of it. I think we need to start tying some of these leakers up to the posts and putting about 5 shells through their.
Well, you know the problem they've got with that. The problem they've got with that is that they start enforcing that a treason punishment. Then they're going to have to go back and take a real hard look again at the Hillary Clinton email scandals because she got away at the same time Hillary was bleaching her personal hard drives to make sure that all the classified documents didn't get seen. You had a young guy who was a submariner based out of Norfolk, I believe, who just took pictures of where he was proud to work and didn't know he was in a secure environment where he shouldn't have done it. And he got punished severely. I mean, he lost his career. He went to jail. Classified documents. You can't do that. And she's doing it left and right.
Yeah, imagine that. You think there's two tiers of justice system in this country, Phil?
Well, it's called the Democrat-Republican.
Yeah. But seriously, we need until we start punishing people and put some teeth into this, it's just going to keep happening because there's it's like you say with Hillary, there's no repercussion of anything they do wrong. We the people need to start holding these people accountable.
I completely agree.
Yeah, we the people need to come out and let these judges and prosecutors know that you're going to do something or we're going to get rid of you. They need to be taken out as far, politically, I guess you'd say. Not physically, but politically, they need to be gone.
They absolutely need to be gone, and some of them never should have had their job in the first place is what it boils down to. Stop hiring on DEI and get back to merit, and I think we'll be a lot better off. All right, man, I got to clean up a few text messages and close out some stuff here, brother. You be safe on the road, all right?
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, we'll see you, man. Brian from Huntsville checks in. He wants John from Huntsville, the grader, he says, to let him know, is Rocket City Redneck still in first place for the football pick'ems? And so we don't know. Speaking of which, John from Huntsville, the grades are in, and I didn't do well today. Mm. How, pray tell, could this be? He says, Phil gets a B- for suggesting that Taco Tuesday should become Tater Tot Tuesday. I didn't say Tater Tot Tuesday.
It's a Tater Tuesday.
I said Tater Tuesday.
That's all forms of tater. French fries, baked potatoes, sweet potatoes.
But especially big stuffed potatoes.
Yes.
Just saying. Okay, fine. I'll take my lumps. Which means today's winner is obviously JP with an out-of-this-world A triple plush for the beautiful display of perfection. Congratulations, you're the king of Gen Z.
The king of Gen Z.
We got no grade there for our guest today. John, you're just – John, you're grading today. You're being very arbitrary.
I need to get that on nameplate.
We had king Nick of Gen Z. The king of Gen Z. There you go. I've got my nameplate over here. We need one for you that says king of Gen Z. What else we got? Scroll down here. Some that I didn't get from before. Mark from Tony says, Mark from Tony, your text got cut off, so I can't even tell what it's supposed to say.
There's like wow. four of them.
It's like it comes in. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Mark, thanks for texting in. I don't know what it says.
Something about the Democrats stealing the election.
Yeah, I'm sure. Terry from Hartsell says, if American intelligence can't figure out who brought cocaine to the White House, what makes us think they can figure out who leaked Israeli intelligence? That's the second person to get that same marker, and that's pretty fair. Jay from Hartsell, Joe probably left plans for Iran's attack by his Corvette. Yeah, stacked in the garage next to his green Corvette. Absolutely. Jason from Huntsville says, it's Canada. It's always Canada and that tart Justin Trudeau. Calls him a tart.
I think that's a bit too kind.
And then one of the other Johns from Huntsville, J-O-N, John, says, I think you read a report mentioning, quote, the U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Agency. I don't know who leaked the info, but I'm pretty sure the U.S. government agency that was being referred to by the wrong name was actually the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Okay, John, thanks so much. Either way, it's bad. All right, listen, bottom line is this, you guys. There are more of us than there are of them. I mean it. God is still on his throne. Stay in the fight. We'll see you tomorrow.